There are stories that don't always make the headlines, but live in the hearts of those who fight the hardest battles. For the next few weeks on the Power Hour, we open the door to those stories. Stories of little fighters facing cancer with courage beyond their years, guided by a man who refuses to let them walk alone. Kashif from the Kids Cancer Foundation, walking every journey, every high, every heartbreak alongside the children and their families. This is more than a segment. This is a journey of courage, compassion, and real stories that will stay with you. Stay with us, because over the next few weeks, these voices need to be heard.
Good evening to the beautiful listeners of Radio KC. My name is Kashif Lakay, founder of the Kids Can Cancer Foundation and proud father of two amazing young men. Tonight, before we start embarking on sharing the stories and journeys of little fighters that we walk alongside every day, I felt it was important to first share a little bit of my own story and fight with cancer, and perhaps why this mission became so deeply personal to me. You know, at the age of 21, I honestly believed I was invincible. I was young, active, energetic, probably at the peak of my fitness. Cancer was something you heard of happening to other people. Never once did I imagine that one day cancer would come knocking on my own front door. I remember it so clearly. I was standing in the early morning queue at Burger River Holiday Resort, waiting to go in, half asleep like everybody else, when suddenly I felt a strange discomfort around my neck area. Something just didn't feel right. I touched the left side of my neck, and there it was, a lump. At first, I tried to convince myself it was nothing serious. Maybe a swollen gland, maybe stress, maybe something small that would go away. And then probably one of the silliest things I ever did was ask my silly cousin to feel the lump. Without hesitation, his response was, "That's cancer." And to this day, I still remember how heavy those words felt. The following week became a whirlwind of fear, scans, blood tests, consultations, and uncertainty. I went for a series of scans at a clinic near Tigerberg Hospital, and that's when they discovered that the swelling wasn't only in my neck. It had also spread into the muscle near my lung. Everything suddenly became urgent. I was rushed for an emergency biopsy, where they removed part of the gland from the left side of my neck for testing. And then came the diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 2. Cancer of the glands. I still remember sitting there alone when receiving the news. And back then, we're talking about 27 years ago, when many of the older generation heard the word cancer, they immediately thought one thing, death. So when my family found out, they rushed to the hospital in complete panic. And strangely enough, I found myself consoling them more than they were consoling me. I could see the fear in their eyes, the heartbreak, the helplessness. And although I tried to stay strong on the outside, internally, I was terrified. What followed was one of the toughest seasons of my life. I underwent 12 sessions of chemotherapy every third week. And anyone who had gone through chemotherapy will tell you, it doesn't only attack your body, it attacks your spirit too. The week of treatment, I would lose between 5 and 7 kilograms, completely drained, weak, nauseous, and exhausted. Then the following week, I'd slowly regain some strength and pick up the weight again, only to prepare myself mentally and physically to do it all over the next week. It felt like my body was trapped in a cycle of survival. And just when I thought it was over, I then underwent a full month of radiation treatment every single day. The radiation burned my skin so badly that my chest looked like third-degree burns. The skin peeled away. It became painful even when I moved at times. And honestly, if there's anybody listening tonight who had gone through cancer treatments themselves, they will understand when I say, you would not wish this upon your worst enemy. But through all the pain, through the fear, through the trauma, something inside me changed forever. Cancer has a strange way of changing your perspective on life. Suddenly the things you thought were important no longer matter as much. You start valuing people more, time more, love more, and presence more. I had a good career for many years afterwards, but deep inside me there was always this calling, this burden on my heart to do more for children battling cancer. Not just a transactional interaction. Not just arriving with a care pack, groceries, or digital device, taking a photo and disappearing again. but truly walking the journey with these little fighters and their families, walking beside them until remission, or sadly, sometimes until their final breath. And if they pass on, ensuring they are laid to rest with dignity too. That became the heart of the Kids Can Cancer Foundation. Over the last 7 years, we have celebrated beautiful victories with children who beat cancer. But we have also buried far too many little souls. Far too many. And one thing these journeys have taught us is that cancer doesn't only attack the child, it attacks the entire family. That is why we try to go into the homes of these families too. We try to uplift their living conditions, provide nutritional support, beds, groceries, transport to hospital, a warmer, safer, more dignified recovery space. Because when a child comes home after fighting for their life during chemotherapy, the environment they return to matters. So tonight I encourage everybody listening, please visit our social media pages, read the stories, look into the eyes of these little fighters. Because behind every diagnosis is a child who still wants to play, a mother still praying for the little ones a miracle, a father silently trying to stay strong while breaking inside. And perhaps tonight, somebody listening needed that reminder. Never underestimate the power of kindness, support, and simply showing up for another human being. People support people. And sometimes, love becomes the medicine that keeps somebody fighting one more day. This is Kashif Lakay. Good night, and may we continue carrying hope together.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Power Hour. We had a jam-packed program. We thank each and every guest that came out, that shared their story, that guided us, that led us, and that taught us. I enjoy the show myself. I hope you enjoy it too, with your cup of coffee. So tune in next week, same time, same place, with me, Lady G. Have a blessed evening and be safe.